The Eagles were laid-back country rock superstars when they decided to change it up and pursue a rock sound, but they needed a new guitarist. They'd find one in Joe Walsh, who joined the band on this date, December 20th, 1975. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Walsh was already well-established when he was asked to join, but he clicked instantly with the rest of the band. He would help restructure the Eagles and bring an edge to his first album with the band, Hotel California, released less than 1 year after joining the group, and ultimately becoming the best-selling album of all time. The Eagles came calling at the right moment for Walsh. He had released 4 solo albums after leaving the James Gang and was supposed to start working on a new solo album, but he was out of ideas. Eagles guitarist Bernie Ledden wasn't interested in pursuing more of a rock sound that Don Henley and Glenn Frey were eager to try, so when he left, it all came together. But it wasn't just a chance meeting that came out of the blue. The Eagles already knew Walsh from performing several concert dates together, and both had the same manager, Irving Azoff. However, the success of Hotel California couldn't save the band or slow down Joe Walsh's hard-partying ways. They'd take over 2 years to complete the follow-up The Long Run before splitting up in 1980. Joe Walsh went back to being a solo artist, and his drinking and drug use increased for the remainder of the 80s. When the Eagles came together for the Hell Freezes Over reunion in 1994, it would again come at the perfect time for Walsh, who would finally get sober and has remained with the group ever since. For a band that has had members come and go, it would be an addition that brought them their greatest success when Joe Walsh joined the Eagles on this date, December 20th, 1975, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.